Storm Road, isn't it, Jones?
Temporary Police Sergeant Sharon Wood and PC Steve Roberts are out again on one of their regular drives around Thorn Road. They're now on first name terms with many of the prostitutes in the town.
A chap sat in the bus stop that she might be waiting for. Is that Julie?
We then get information over the radio from an unmarked police car about a different sex worker.
Roger, I'll get Sierra Dell to pick up. You're safe towards Iceland.
She's the first in recent years to be given an ASBO. They're seen as a last resort for the women police keep on seeing.
And Jules all taught me to think that working.
I think we've been out sort of less than 10 minutes and you found a woman who's breached her ASBO. She's obviously back here, so it hasn't stopped her already. Do you think any further action will stop her coming out again?
If you breach an ASBO, a magistrate can give you a custodial sentence, whereas for prostitution, there isn't a custodial sentence. She's only been on it for 2 days. So the fact that she's breached it within 2 days of getting it, I don't think the magistrates will see that very favourably.
There are worries that increased patrols mean women like Emma are being forced underground, with some inviting punters into their own homes to avoid police.
Been out here since I was 12 year old. It's only been the last year or something that it's been constant with police, because there's that many complaints at the minute that everyone's getting arrested.
But police insist they're taking a new approach, offering more help for women who want to get out of prostitution. The first engagement and support order has just been given to a woman. Instead of getting a fine she'd have to go back out on the streets to pay off, she has to attend drop-in sessions with support workers.
It's a bit of a vicious cycle. You can keep enforcement options on the girls, but while there's curb crawlers, obviously the problem isn't going to go away, so we also look at dealing with the curb crawlers at the same time. They can pay £200 to go on this one-day course. It's kind of like a speed awareness, the equivalent really for curb crawlers, except obviously it's more expensive.
We'll have more on this throughout the week in our news. There'll also be another special report at 1 tomorrow.